On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori. Yeah, the season premiere of Tori. This is Tori Lagarde coming at ya. Do people still say that? Did DJs say coming at ya? Seems kind of dated. Oh, what a wonderful summer it's been. I've still been podcasting, but with Ron Van Dam. So that's the Ron Van Dam Show, where I make a weekly appearance. And this is Tori, where it's just my talking to myself, or to you, I suppose, about whatever pops in my mind, what I've been thinking about, what I've been doing, places I'm going. What's something I've thought about lately? The string theory. I forget where I first heard about it, but recently it came to my mind again, string theory. And it has to do with physics, and I'm not entirely clear on it. That's why I thought I would look it up and research it a little. And what I read is at least one sentence I can give you. It's on Wiki. In physics, string theory is a theoretical framework in which the point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings. And I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm still, there's black holes and there's matrix and there's quarks and quantum things. And, you know, so I find it interesting that if I could learn this, I would feel even smarter. I mean, wouldn't you? So maybe I should end up with like a physicist. I think that would be kind of cool. Putting me with a physicist, some nerdy, cute guy that just talks about stuff like this, science, and blind me with science. And that would be fun. I think I would like that pretty much. But I don't really know until I try it. So, hey, you know what? People that write books. Okay, I'm pretty sure like anybody can do it. I think I'm probably going to do it at some point as well. So that will just prove my point. They say we all have a book in us. Yeah, probably. That's very true. But people that write books, oh, wow, they are full of self-importance, a lot of them, maybe almost all of them. They're very pretentious, I think, because, I wrote a book. I'm using big words. You're going to need a thesaurus to really figure out my book. And these people that write you emails, the same people that write emails and they use words that you don't know what they are and you have to look them up. They're just trying to feel important. Oh, let me build a shrine to you and your importantness. Is that a word? Your importance. See, I can make up words too. Okay, I'm just not really impressed with people that write books, much in the same way as I'm not at all impressed with anyone with a master's degree. Those you can get them in just about anything. I think you can get them in tiddlywinks. I'm not even sure. Maybe a doctorate or a PhD. Okay, then I'm going to give you a little bit of cred. But master's, oh, no. I have, again, met people that have master's degrees and I know more than they do. I spell better than they do. I use correct grammar better than they do. But yeah, I don't have a better job than they do. But if that's all it's about, okay, then you win the job contest. Anywho, Star Trek. Okay, here's a question, or here's an idea, rather. Okay, so Spock. Everyone knows who Spock is, whether you've watched old school Star Trek or the Next Generation or the movies. There's always Spock. Spock is timeless. He's in everything, all of the remakes and everything else. So I shouldn't have to ask you, do you know who Spock is, okay? Spock is half human and half Vulcan, as we all know. Now, do you remember
who is who? Which half of him is Vulcan and which half is human? In other words, his mother and his father, who is who? Well, if you go way back to the 60s television show, we all know that the mother was human, played by, oh, I forget her name, very famous actress, very pretty. And Spock's father was Vulcan. Okay, so the Vulcan, Adam couldn't fall in love with a human because they don't really have the love emotions, but the human mother fell in love with the Vulcan father. Now, my question is, or my thought process here is, what if it was reversed? Okay? What if Spock's mother was Vulcan and his father was human? Think about that. I think we're not even going to get a Spock. That's what I think. I think that is just not going to play out, because I'm not sure if they ever even talked about any other Vulcan-human matches in Spock's planet Vulcan or whatever it is. I don't think that ever happened. I think that was like just the only case of it. So I'm going to stand firm in my nerdliness that if Spock's mother was the Vulcan, she ain't falling for no human guy. I just don't see it happening, because, you know, human guys, really? Unless he's, like I said, maybe a physicist, something, you know, that nerdy kind of thing. You know, then if I was a Vulcan woman, I could maybe see that in a human. But the most human males, yeah, no. There wouldn't have been a Spock had that been reversed, in my opinion. Next topic. We're going to fly through these. Let's just not talk too long on one thing and get bored. I hate beating a subject to death. Okay, blueberries and purple grapes. Okay, these are dark fruits, berries, whatever, and I love them. And when I eat them, they stay in my teeth every single time. I go to the mirror and I look, and there, sure enough, is going to be a piece of blueberry, and it stands right out, or a piece of purple grape. So I'm just warning you, like, life hack, heads up, whatever, check the mirror if you can. And if I don't have a mirror, here's another trick I use. It doesn't work as well, but I can use my phone, and you put it on video and you just kind of hold it up to your face and reverse, you know, the lens, the camera. And then you try to look. It doesn't work as well because I can't quite get close enough. But yeah, the dark things in teeth, obviously spinach and things like that is going to be a problem as well. I mean, I've eaten peanuts, and then the coating on peanuts, what do you call it? It's like a skin. It's like a, I don't even know. But that gets on my teeth too. Things are bad when you eat. Eating is a necessary evil. I wish we didn't have to do it. It's so time consuming, and sometimes you don't feel good, or you get hungry and you need to eat. It interrupts my day like 3 times. And then I'm hungry sometimes in the middle of the night, whatever. I did hear about this food, I think I talked about it with Ron, maybe called Soylent, about 2 years ago. It was this, it may still be around. You had to get on a waiting list to get it. Soylent, not Soylent Green, just Soylent. And it was like this drink, this mixed drink of, you know, whatever, like powdered, you mix it in water. I don't know. And then you just, it would be a meal. It would contain everything you need as a human to exist. And so you wouldn't have to stop working. You could sit at your computer or your World of Warcraft, or whatever you're doing you can't get up from, and just eat the Soylent, drink the Soylent, whatever it is. I mean, it seems silly, I guess, because people love flavors, and they want cakes, and ice cream, and candy, and sweet things, and a cup of coffee. I mean, people want certain things. That's the human nature. So I just kind of liked it, because it's a drag to try to eat, especially now with the gluten thing. But I will call eating and going to the bathroom necessary evils. We have to do them, and they're not good. I don't think there's anything great about eating. And if you see obese people, there's nothing great about getting obese and having to deal with health problems. And that's what food is a result of, direct result. Eating the wrong foods and too much of them. Okay, am I wrong? No, I'm not. Okay, the Brockton school system, speaker layout, whatever you want to call it. I was at one of the middle schools last week, and I want you to listen to the audio, which I recorded, of the announcement, you know, the announcements they do in the morning, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, it's 2016. And this is what they're working with. We have, I heard, well, I'll get into something else, but the budget is pretty good in Brockton. And just listen to this audio just for 1 second here.
Please stand for the salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great day.
We are voting in the main lobby. We will only use the main lobby during lunches. We just have to walk through the book bag areas at other times. We will be here to help you.
And that's what that sounds like. And what I am going to mention about that is the budget, as I was starting to say. For instance, for example, there was just a movie shot in Brockton, okay? And I was told on good authority that they were getting $70,000, for the use, whatever, city, blah, blah, blah. $70,000. Okay, how much is it just to put a good speaker system in the schools? I mean, how many schools are there in Brockton? I don't know. That's a good question, too. But where does this money get allotted? What are the councilmen down there doing? Are they just trying to figure out zoning and water issues and tax bills? I don't know. I mean, crime, obviously, but let's, what about this? Is anyone speaking up for that absurdity that's giving, starting kids off with headaches every morning? How are you learning with a headache? How are you supposed to learn? Anyway, it's about the movie now. I'm talking about the movie. Yeah, so Tori did some driving, and I'm going to let you listen to the segment now coming up of driving through Brockton to get to the movies, to the movie set, or whatever you want to call it, and a surprise impromptu interview. So let's check that out right now. Okay, this is Tori doing the drive-in thing again. Okay, I was just like going down the street, and all of a sudden this guy, like way at the end of the street, I see way up ahead of me, I thought he was limping, and I'm like, oh no, because I'm trying to get to the end of the street and I don't want any delays. And so I'm like, hurry up, limping man, hurry up, limping man. And then as I get closer, I see he's not limping, he's strutting. Oh, only in Brocktown. And that's right, maybe not only, but I was like, oh, okay, thought you had an injury. But of course, please, take your time crossing streets and make sure there's lots of pride involved. Mm-hmm. Tori here again. This is the second driving segment. I guess they're coming in spurts, okay? Different day, different time, same city. Oh yeah, we're in Brocktroit. And I say Brocktroit because apparently there's a movie being made now, at this time, in Brockton. And it is supposedly taking place in Detroit. Yes, Brockton, you've risen to the heights of Detroit. I think that's remarkable. Yeah, I am laying it on a little thick. I don't know. It's been a while since I've done the Tory show. This is the fall premiere, and you can hear the trucks and stuff and the traffic around me. I have my radio off so that we're not going to hear that right now. But let's take a drive down to where they're filming this scene from a movie right locally. So let's check it out. Hold on. Okay, still driving on my way, but I must tell you that the traffic is absurd for the middle of the week this time of day. I wonder if it's related to this whole movie thing happening. But we're getting there. We're almost there. Oh, Brockton, you're really doing good with the streets. I think I've said that before. This one's a good one. They've paved it nicely. It was like the apocalypse before this. So, I mean, there was nowhere to go but up, really, when you think about it. New segment. Tori is walking here. I'm walking here. That's right. Okay, get out of the car. And, I'm on foot, I'm huffing it down to this movie area. yeah, it's something still happening. There's police and there's people and things happening. So this is exciting. I'm walking the streets of Brockton. I've never done that. I mean, I have done that. What am I saying? But it's just for something like this, in this neighborhood. I haven't done it a lot. So it's different. People are probably looking at me, judging, and as well they should, right? Definitely. Definitely do that. Okay, so now, when you say road closed, that means that they're still doing something. That cop's got that street well cordoned off, and there's some onlookers gawking. They can't figure out what's happening here. And it's just what it is. I mean, Brockton doesn't see a lot of excitement. This is my excitement for the day, doing some people watching. People walking around looking. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Saying hello to people that are looking confused as well. So they're not letting people down these streets, but I'm walking anyway, just to see what happens. There's not a lot of police. They're probably out doing legitimate work, I would hope. All right, because I'm on Frederick Douglass Ave. Used to be called High Street when I was growing up. My grandfather used to have lunch every day at the High Street Cafe, whatever the name of it was. And of course, that's not the High Street Cafe anymore. So they've got it looking like Detroit, I suppose, but it's only a couple of buildings. So Brockton should be happy that they have not risen to the level of Detroit. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Doing my weekly podcast.
Go for it.
You ever heard of the Ron Van Dam Show?
I have not, sorry.
Oh, you're from Brockton?
Yes.
Oh, really? I said we've risen to the level of Detroit. So I'm going to call it Brocktroit for today. How do you like that? Okay, now are they letting people walk down?
No, they're not, unfortunately.
That's okay. That's all right. Yeah. I was saying my grandfather used to have lunch at that when it was a cafe back in the 70s.
Wow.
Every morning.
Uh-huh.
Every afternoon, rather. Boy, it smells good. What does that smell?
It might be this caramel.
Oh, no, it's wood. It's like they're burning something.
Oh, yeah, definitely burning stuff down there. I looked in the rearview and saw like a car on fire. And
oh, that's why. That's a great smell. We saw the trucks at the fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Loretta?
Correa.
Correa. Jonathan Correa. One of Brockton's finest. He's a very handsome man, by the way. This is all audio.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, okay, well, then I'm going to go back, and I've been in some movies. Met Adam Sandler when we did The Courthouse.
Wow, lucky you.
I guess. I said, you know, my father was mayor of Brockton, and my grandfather's portrait's on the wall downstairs, and he said, we like it here. Like he'd been saying otherwise. So it was kind of funny. That's my Adam Sandler story. Anyway, that's when he was going to New Hampshire. I guess he has a house in New Hampshire, for all of you who don't know. He grew up in New Hampshire. He's from New Hampshire. Anyhow, that's all. Well, have a wonderful day, Jonathan.
All right, take care.
My name's Tori.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye. All right, so it's a beautiful day, sunny day. We had a nice talk with Jonathan Carrera, the officer here, who is from Brockton. But he liked my Brocktroit. Got a chuckle out of him. Well, this is a long segment, isn't it? He probably thought I was crazy. That may be true. But it legitimately, I'm doing a podcast and Ron Van Dam, and it's all on the up and up. So tell him you said hello if you see him. Tell him I'm the one. Yeah, that he was talking to, because he's never heard of the program. So that's as far as I could get. But it is drawing attention from all of the people driving by, rubbernecking, seeing what's up. And that is a wonderful smell they're creating. It's not quite like a campfire, but it's like a kiln. If you ever smell a kiln where they're burning wood, it's great. It smells great. And he said they're definitely, as you heard him, setting things on fire. The trucks at the fairgrounds do say pyrotechnics. So anyhow, still people looking, and I'm gonna go home. I've had enough of being out, so I'm gonna go back in. And L Street, good old L Street. They didn't rename that. That's still just a letter. I think it's the only street in Brockton that's just named a letter. I don't think we have any other letters. I wonder why that is. I never noticed that before. Okay, that's a new observation for you people. Okay, so maybe I'll just turn it off now because I don't think there's going to be any new developments between here and the car. And some guy on a bicycle, I think he thinks he's going to get a closer look. He looked like kind of like a punk, so I bet he's going to go for it. Good for him. Give the officers something to do today. It's pretty quiet. Nobody's doing anything. It is a nice day, as I said. Okay, so going back, and we will wrap this up. Or maybe I'll even, you know what? I might do a little potting back to the house because I'm still driving. Anything could happen. I'm going to be going down one-way streets, and I'm in Brockton, so yeah, hey, let's find out. Okay, in the car, zigging and zagging. I know all the shortcuts to avoid these one-ways and cut through the parking lots, and then you don't get corralled. This is not my first rodeo. Heh, see what I did there? Corralled rodeo. Well, nothing really terribly exciting so far. Just driving. I could do better, but thank you. They're going to let me through. Of course, I'm sticking out into the street. I mean, who doesn't let you go if you're half into the street? I mean, there are instances, sure. You got to pull a power play and like, you're not getting in front of me. Yeah, because it's my road. But you know what? Be gracious sometimes. Allow the person to cross in your way and then you have the power. And you know, you feel a little regal. Okay. So I did wanted to turn my AC down because it was making too much noise, but I'm going to have to turn it on because I am going to melt. The sun is strong for September. It's not Indian summer yet because that doesn't happen until summer's over, obviously, because this is summer. Even though it's September, don't be fooled, it's still summer, and it feels like it. Indian summer happens after the fall has started. And I don't know what happens in the winter if we get like an 80 degree day. Cause like, I don't even know if there's a name for that. Probably global warming. Climate change. I guess we can't even say global warming because it gets global freezing too. So we have to now call it climate change. So if you're not up on the latest lingo, now you are, okay? Don't be politically incorrect like Tory. Say things the right way, okay? Climate change. Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to change again, but I'm just going to stick with climate change. If it changes again, too bad. It's climate change. No more global warming. The end. Okay, still a lot of traffic. Don't know if I'm going to pod anymore right now driving because it's going to start to get lame, and I don't want it to be lame. And I have to do so much editing with this show now. I don't know when it's going to get on. I have to go home and, like, piece it all together and stretch it out to 30 minutes, and I don't know, man. That's why the Tory show goes on hiatus in the summer. It's a chore, okay? So it's just seasonal for now. That may change too. Okay, we'll have a new name for that one as well. Tory change, season change, something. Okay, I'll be back. Okay, I stopped in CVS briefly to pick up a gallon of milk, and boy, the most obnoxious song is playing. I gotta get right out of here. It's like a weird country pop thing. I object. Can you hear it? Life's a game made for everyone. And love is pride. So wake me up when I'm going out of this store. Ugh. I play that because September, it's spider month. Spider web month. Yeah, spider web month. Okay. I'm walking around in this spider webs. I don't know where they're coming from. There's all kinds of spiders in the houses too. I don't know what that's about. I need to look this up because it seems every September this happens, which is different than June because in June we have those caterpillars with those webby things and they're making them go across branches and things. And I used to remember walking home from school every year, every June, the end of May, beginning of June, and they'd be in my face. So, and it's still happening. I used to take a branch like in front of my face and walk through the woods, and it would just, at the end of my journey, it would be all covered in the webs. It looked like cotton candy, almost. Instead of it being in my face, I would use that to break the web, which so it didn't hit my face. So we need to, and someone needs to invent a contraption that goes in front of you like on a hat or something that goes out and catches all the webs as you're walking. I don't know. Is that a good idea or is that like a dumb idea? It's probably dumb. Okay, we all need theme music, right? For our lives. Wouldn't this be cool if we had that. This is a good one. I think I want this one, at least for a partial part of my life. At least for right now. How's right now sound? It's the Grandmaster Flash. Oh, yeah. And that's the message. It's a big 70s thing. You should look it up if you have time. It's a pretty interesting video. It's got awesome lyrics. And it talks about pushing me close to the edge. Don't do it. I've already warned you once. I'm not going to warn you again. And there was maybe a video that went along with that I made myself for like, I don't know, 15 second long video. Anyway, we're not talking about that right now. I was just bringing up theme music. And, you know, maybe O Fortuna would be another good one. Yeah, it's a classic one, huh? We all want some Carl Orff. You know, I played this once before. I used to have a CD with this on it. And boy, when I was driving, it just pumped me up too much. Way too much. I was going crazy. Yeah, I had to go really fast, but not this part. When it got to like the faster part where it's all this one, you know. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I defy you not to get worked up driving with your foot on the gas pedal listening to this at full blast. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, about 3.5 years ago, I don't know, something like that, they listed the 10 most dangerous driving songs. I mean, this is one list. I've seen several lists. But one I just happened to look up was an example, Hey Mama by the Black Eyed Peas. Okay, I don't know if I know that. I probably do. Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. Yeah, I could see driving fast to that. Nickelback, How You Remind Me. Maybe that's dangerous because I'm going to want to drive off a cliff. Hit the Road Jack, Ray Charles. Well, I guess if Ray Charles were driving, that's not a bad one. I don't know where this list came from. Kanye West, Heartless. Yeah, no. Snoop Dogg, Young, Wild, and Free. Yeah, anything Snoop Dogg, I'm probably going to go crazy, too. And Fall Out Boy, Dead on Arrival. I don't know. Anything. I'm not listening to Fall Out Boy regardless. I'll listen to nothing. I'll turn the radio off, which is hard for me because when I'm driving, unless I'm recording one of these, I have the stereo on. I have music on, period, every single time. If there's sirens behind me, I don't hear them. I don't know what's happening. I can't hear my phone ring. I have to make sure it's touching my leg and on vibrate or something because I'm not hearing anything except lots of music, and that makes me very happy. Let's get a social media update in real quick, as I normally do on Ron's show, this show, whatever. Facebook. Let's talk about Facebook for just 1 minute. I'm really going to limit it to like 60 seconds as well. People on Facebook that are of a certain age, that are older, maybe 60s into their 70s, probably women. I'm stereotyping a little bit, but it happens over and over and over, so maybe I'm not. Post their friends on your Facebook, they're posting on your page as comments, like they're having a conversation with you. It's out in the open. It's something that should be definitely put in an email, a message, something private, and it's happening right there for everyone to see. It happens a lot. I just don't think they know how to Facebook, and that's okay. That's cool. I get that. So I have to usually just stop the conversation, mid-conversation, and take it to the private message and finish it there. So when people see on my page, people think I might be ignoring the person asking the question. I'm actually just taking the conversation where it belongs, not in the public eye. Some of this stuff gets really heavy and personal, and I'm thinking, ooh, wow, they are just clueless. Their social networking skills are nil. There's no correcting it, so you just kind of work with it. And, you know, that's their cue. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. We've covered a lot of subjects. I hope I have a lot of subjects next week. I probably could. I haven't done this Tory show in several months. So now I'm going to be back doing it once a week. So I have to really look for things to talk about, I guess, which means getting out there, tackling the world, and finding out what's happening out there. So I hope you enjoyed the driving segment, the interview, all that good fun stuff. And I will be back to do this again. Listen, don't listen. I will never know. Isn't that the beauty of it, though? You can't hurt me because what you don't know doesn't hurt you. And ignorance is bliss and stuff. So enjoy the tune on the way out. It's one of my favorites. Peace.